Report: Man arrested for assaulting conservative at UC Berkeley involved in nearly dozen lawsuits. By Joshua Kaplan on March 6, 2019. Appearing on Fox News Wednesday, attorney Harmeet Dhillon revealed that Zachary Greenberg, the man arrested for allegedly assaulting conservative activist Hayden Williams at UC Berkeley, has been involved in nearly a dozen lawsuits. A partial transcript is as follows. Tucker Carlson, this attack was caught on tape. It should be fairly straightforward. What do we know? Harmeet Dhillon, Zachary Greenberg, who is not a student at UC Berkeley, but sort of floats around on the campus, assaulted Hayden Williams on the video that's gone viral all over the country, without provocation, cold cocked him. Hayden has sustained injuries to his face as a result of that and his phone. After about 10 days, the police did arrest Mr. Greenberg, and he was arraigned in court today on three felony charges of assault, battery, violent threats, and then the destruction of the phone as a misdemeanor, and he pleaded not guilty. That's what happened in court today. There'll be an upcoming court date in about a month for a preliminary hearing. And it'll be interesting to see what his defense is because it is very clearly him on the video. So he must have something else in mind in terms of his defense. He has a private attorney, not a public defender. And I've done some digging and I've learned few other interesting facts about Mr. Greenberg and his history with the court system. Tucker Carlson, give us a flavor of what those might be. Harmeet Dhillon, Mr. Greenberg, over the past couple of years, has had numerous incidents where he's filed restraining orders against his roommates in multiple group houses and then moved out of those group houses. His roommates have put in evidence that has been more believable and believed by the court that none of those incidents happened. He's also had a restraining order filed against him by a former roommate, which was granted by a court, and as a result of that restraining order, he had to turn in his guns to the authorities. He has filed several lawsuits against landlords for charges that were later dismissed by the court and found not to be valid. He has filed small claims against roommates, again, found not to be sustained for the most part. And so, almost a dozen lawsuits that I've uncovered that this man is involved in. H/T the Gateway Pundit.